Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
So he hits it right from the start. If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not resurrected. And notice Paul used that word if in verse number 12. He used it in verse number 14, 16, verse 17, and 19. He used that word if. He posed the discussion assuming that those who denied the resurrection were correct. He said, what if you're right? What if you are right? Now, Paul himself did not believe this, you understand, but he used it on say for them to think for themselves. By the way, we've gotten away from that. Their amen goes right there. People have quit thinking for themselves. Whether it's in the Bible study, I read something this past week about people's attention span, mostly teenagers and young kids, how they're on the phones all the time, all the time. And the messed up generation that we have, I had something that come across here just this past week. Somebody shared it with me. That in our generation, we had Wonder Woman. This generation wonder if they are a woman. And I mean, it's playing words, but that's where we are. And they've lost that. They don't think for themselves anymore. Okay, so Paul is asking them to think about this. If you're right, well then, if A plus B is correct, then it must be C. That's the thought. He wanted to show them the error of their thinking. It cannot be right. The whole cornerstone and foundation of the belief of the resurrection is found in Christ's resurrection. And that's why he started with that phrase. That if there be no resurrection, then Christ isn't raised, because that's the whole foundation and the cornerstone of even our foundation. If Christ did not resurrect, then there is no resurrection. Because if God, Jesus Christ, who is God, very God in the flesh, if he could not come back to life, then neither can man. Are you following the thought? If Christ could not come back to life, who is God, very God, then neither can we. However, if you do believe that he rose from the dead, so will we. If you believe that Jesus Christ rose, so that's what he gets in that first verse, or verse number 13. Now look again, verse number 14. He used that word if. Okay, if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain. Again, Paul is saying that not just myself, he uses we, that our preaching is vain. He includes the apostles and others who preached of the resurrected Lord. Well, they might as well quit preaching. So what that word vain means is, then is our preaching vain? It's empty. It's worthless. If we preach that Christ is resurrected, not just me, but the apostles and everybody else who's preaching this, then it's worthless. And then he goes on a little bit farther. And your faith also is vain. Remember, he's now talking to believers who believe that Christ raised from the dead, but they don't believe that they would have a resurrected. He would say, well, not only is our preaching vain, your faith in Christ is also vain. And he's making them think now, because they do believe that Christ rose from the dead. He just said that previously in verse number 11. So you got them thinking. Not only is our preaching vain, it's worth it. Your faith, your belief in Christ, it's also vain. It's also worthless that you believe in nothing. Goes a little farther. Yea, we are found false witnesses of God because we testified of God. Have a note here. If he was not resurrected, then we are all a bunch of liars. Because Paul, remember earlier, Paul said, I seen him. 500 people, above 500 people, saw them with him with their own eyes. The apostles saw the resurrected Lord. Their testimony. James, remember the brother saw. Remember Cephas, that's the first one he mentioned. Cephas, Peter saw the resurrected Lord. Those women saw the resurrected Lord. And if he didn't rise from the dead, then we're all a bunch of liars. This is what he said. We're to be found false witnesses whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. Not only is our preaching vain, not only is your faith vain, but we're a bunch of liars. Because if Christ be not raised, then the dead rise not. Paul returns back to the denier's position that the dead rise not. He's bringing it back around. If that is true, then they must also conclude that God has not raised Christ from the dead. People seen it, they witnessed it, they testified of it, they preached it, they proclaimed it. How can you deny it? And that's what Paul is saying here in verse number 15. Verse number 16. Very simple, don't need any explanation. For if the dead rise not, then is Christ not raised? That's kind of the conclusion of his whole, I won't say argument. He's not arguing. He's trying to them to understand the fallacy of their belief that the dead rise not. Because he says, for if the dead rise not, as some of you believe, then is Christ not raised? The denial of a resurrection is a denial of Christ's resurrection. And that's what simply that this one verse says. Now, verse 17. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. No, if I'll go any farther, I thought he already said that. Remember, he said that a couple verses earlier, that in verse number 14, he says, your faith also is vain. He reiterated it, repeated that in verse number 17. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. He's follow the logic he's trying to put before these people. If there is no principle of the resurrection, talking about total resurrection, then Christ did not rise from the dead. Verse number 13. Number two, if Christ did not rise from the dead, then death had power over him and defeated him. Let that sink in. If Christ did not rise from the dead, he did not conquer death, hell, and the grave. It had power over him. Number three, if death has power over Jesus, then he cannot be God. See the principle? Number four, if Jesus is not God, well, then Jesus cannot offer a complete and perfect sacrifice for our sins. And if my sins are not completely paid for before God, then I am still in my sin. Therefore, if Jesus is not risen, he is unable to save. And that's what he's trying to get these believers to think about. They believe that Christ is risen from the dead. But they sure had a problem with their own resurrection or others. And that's why he said this, again, reiterated it in verse number 17, that if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain and you're yet in your sin. You're still lost. You're hopeless without hope. And you might as well eat. We're going to read this in just, it comes in later. You might as well eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow or die. I've been reading every morning, again, through the book of Ecclesiastes. I like Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, all those books in that wise preacher Solomon. And he taught, matter of fact, I read a verse to my wife this morning about 7 o'clock. We were sitting out early in the morning reading. And it's about, in Ecclesiastes, I think it was chapter number 2. Talked about enjoy your wife of youth because God has given you your wife. And I read that to her this morning. We were sitting outside reading. I read that to her. Said, God has given you to me to enjoy. Because we Psalm said, enjoy the wife of youth because God has given you her to enjoy. Enjoy her while you can. Because by the way, husbands, wives, they won't always be with you. Lord, take some more. That's the thought. Enjoy them while you can. Okay. The thought is that live life to the fullest. Well, Paul takes it to the extreme. He talks about you're yet in your sins. You might live like the rest of the world. Eat, drink, be merry. What does it matter? It's when you die. That's it. That's how you would take it to the extreme. Well, nobody to answer to, nobody to answer for. It's just done. Let me put it this way. For most people, they're better off if that was true. Those who die in their sins, and they stand before a holy God, Jesus Christ, at the great white throne judgment. We're going to read that this morning, by the way. And they are judged and they are cast into the lake of fire. They'd been better off if there was no resurrection.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.